Mission Network News, 4.5 minute version, Tuesday, August 17th, 2004. 3, 2, 1. Believers rush to aid hurricane-ravaged Florida. A promising partnership sees mission expansion in Africa, and the next generation is reaching Ukrainian youth. These stories and more on today's edition of Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Peter Brooks. Damages from Hurricane Charley top the news today. Initial U.S. government estimates put the harm caused by the Category 4 storm at around $15 billion. The storm ravaged Florida's west coast, prompting an outpouring of assistance from across the country. International Aid President Miles Fish.
Our greatest response and the greatest contribution that we could provide is to help provide volunteers who can be there to help clean out homes, repair roofs, cut down trees that are blocking driveways, and so forth. We're also sending several truckloads of supplies down, roofing material, baby food, water purification units, things like that.
Fish says their help is part of a multi-pronged ministry plan.
Our strategy is to work through the church so that we're advantaging the church in their effort to reach out to their own community. And it is often the case people are dumbfounded at the willingness of volunteers to come from as far away as Michigan and to spend 3 or 4 days working on their home. And that close interaction always gives us the opportunity to explain why we're doing it, who we believe in, the fact that the purpose of our engagement is to glorify the Lord. So it works rather well, actually.
Meanwhile, Sri Lanka is a conservative Buddhist state, and there are plans in the works to keep it that way. Christian missionaries are troubled over the movement of an anti-conversion law into government and its impact on outreach. The Sri Lankan Supreme Court reviewed the law's constitutionality August 12th and sent recommendations to the president and speaker, but there's been no public report. A recent spate of attacks on Christians fuel concerns of rising persecution under the law. You're listening to Mission Network News. Wycliffe Bible Translators and the Southern Baptist International Missions Board are expanding their partnership in Africa. IMB provided the means for a training workshop in Tanzania. Trainees from both organizations are now part of an experimental joint field training course in Eastern Africa. Pray for the joint staff leading the course and for participants who are learning to adapt to many different conditions. Meanwhile, many pastors in the United States are looking for ways to bring renewal to the lives of believers. Christians are dealing with secret sins and lack of commitment. That's why Life Action Revival Ministries has taken 33 years of experience and put it all together to launch Seeking Him. Life Action's Byron Paulus.
We finally decided to take the core messages, the truths that God has ignited in the hearts of peoples and churches, and put it into various formats and really just saturate America with the whole thought of let's seek God.
Seeking Him does this through a 12-week study, a pastor's kit, music, and daily radio programs. If churches seek God, Paula says evangelism will be affected.
Evangelism is when God comes and visits His church and then spills over through the power of God, now unleashed in the hearts of His people, into the neighborhoods and into the community, and a great harvest of souls.
And it's a dream come true for the vice president of Russian Ministries, Sergei Rakuba. This summer, he was able to see his 16-year-old daughter, Jeannie, sharing the gospel with children at a camp that was once home to a communist youth camp.
I'm so proud to see my children, especially Jeannie, who spent that much time with 200 kids, to tell these children about Jesus. Think what will happen. These children, they all go home. They bring that little book, A Story of Jesus, and then will ask their parents to read it to them.
Jeannie says this was typical of any youth camp, except that these children are so needy.
They're children from not very wealthy families. They're from little towns. Their parents aren't all that spiritual either. They might be into alcohol, drugs, and stuff like that. They are looking for love and affection.
25 young people found that as they gave their hearts to Christ. You've been listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you're interested in finding out about short-term mission trips, go to our website at missionnetworknews.org. Click on the Short-Term Missions Database logo on the left, where you can find out about short-term trips all over the world in construction, evangelism, and more. That's the Short-Term Missions Database at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Peter Brooks.